You know, if I had to sum up Easter in just a few words, it would be these words on the screen: that life wins, that death has been defeated. You know, Easter's an interesting few days, isn't it? That we go through all these emotions, all these different thoughts and feelings. You know, we've been through Good Friday and Easter Saturday, the bleakness and the darkness of Good Friday. The reality that Jesus really is dead, that he's been buried, that he's sealed in a tomb. The silence of Easter Saturday, wondering what comes next. Is there hope? But then we get to Easter Sunday. 3 days later, the tomb opens, a dead body breathes. Jesus walks out of that tomb. He is alive. It looked like death had won. It looked like death had delivered a knockout punch. But on Easter Sunday, we know the truth that life wins. Jesus really is alive. And you know, there's no greater victory in the history of the world. There's nothing more powerful that has ever happened than Jesus walking out of that tomb. That Jesus is alive. And the amazing thing is that you and I are included in this life-winning moment. This new life that Jesus breathes is made available to you and to I. There's some great verses here from the book of Ephesians, and it says this. Paul, who writes it, writes this. He says, "I also pray that you will understand the incredible greatness of God's power for us who believe him. This is the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead." You know, what those verses say is that when we take a step of faith and when we say that we believe in Jesus, we get to share in his resurrection. He doesn't hold it and keep it to himself. Jesus breathes, he comes back to life, and then he says, "I want to share this with each one of you." The same power that raised Christ from the dead, the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead, is available to you and to me. You know, I wonder how much power does it take to raise a man back to life? How much power does it take to breathe life into a man who's been dead for a couple of days? I don't know, but it's a lot. It's a lot, and it's great, and it's a mighty power. And that same power that raised Jesus back to life on that Easter Sunday is there. It's available for you and for I. Jesus says you can share in this. And this power that Jesus has comes with a promise as well. It's here in 1 Corinthians 6. Paul writes this: "By his power, God raised the Lord from the dead, and he will raise us also." We can have a resurrection in our lives as well. Just as Jesus stepped out of a tomb, we can step out of some of the tombs in our own lives. Some of the things that make us feel that we're not so great. Some of the things that make us feel that maybe we're dead in certain areas of our lives. Jesus says you can have a resurrection in those areas as well. It's incredible, isn't it? Jesus' grace, Jesus' generosity. That same power, that resurrection power, is there for you and for I. So what does that mean? What might that mean for you and for me as we spend some time together just now? You know, I think it means this, is that the fact that life wins means that I can move from death into life. We can move from death to life, just as Jesus did. Well, you might say to me, "Well, that's interesting, Mark, but I'm not dead. I don't need a resurrection. Look, I'm sitting here, I'm watching you, I've tuned into this online. I don't need to come back to life." And that may be the truth physically. But you know, the Bible says that before we become to believing in Jesus, we're spiritually dead. We can be physically alive and spiritually dead. It says this in Ephesians chapter 2. says, in the past you were spiritually dead because of your disobedience and your sins. Now we may not like thinking about it, but before we come to know Jesus, you and I are spiritually dead. Without knowing God, the Bible calls that a spiritual death. Living life in our own way. Living life just for ourselves. Doing what I want to do. The Bible calls that sin. And sin is the things that we do without God. The thing is, it's an attitude of saying, I don't need God in my life. And that's a spiritual death within us. And that can include the little things we do wrong. The little lies maybe that we tell. The little thoughts that we have. Right up to some of the worst things that anybody can do. All of those things, no matter how small or how big, if we're doing them without God, if we're saying, I don't need God, I don't need you in my life, it's sin. It's acting and living our lives without God. And the thing is with sin, is that it's toxic. It's like rust. It eats away at anything it comes into contact with. And it destroys anything that it comes into contact with. That can be a relationship. You know, if there's sin in a relationship between me and somebody else, if I fall out with them and think they're this or they're that, or if I'm kind of vindictive towards them, it will ruin the relationship. That's what sin does. It can do it in maybe your place of work, where people kind of get angry with each other, or they get annoyed, or they try and do things that are wrong and that aren't right. It would eventually destroy that place of work. And it does it in our own life as well. If we live without God, eventually it kills us. Sin destroys everything it comes into contact with. And that's spiritual death. But there's good news. We don't want to dwell on that for too long. There's good news. Because we don't have to carry on that way. Look at what it says just a few verses later. But God's mercy is so abundant and his love for us is so great that while we were spiritually dead, he brought us to life with Christ. You know, left to do its own thing, sin will kill us. An eternity without God. But while we were still spiritually dead, Jesus did something about that. The story of Good Friday is that rather than us die, he died in our place. The Bible says that he took all that sin, all those attitudes, all those things that we do that aren't right. He took them in his body. And when he died, the power of sin died too. And now he says, come and share my new life. Come and enjoy this new life. You don't have to die anymore. You don't have to be spiritually dead. You can be spiritually alive and join this new life that I have found. God's mercy so abundant, his love so great that he says you don't have to stay as you are. Life wins. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead can live within us as well. We can move from a place of death to a place of life. And you know, some of you watching this today don't know Jesus. Some of you watching this today don't know God. And you're living life without him. You're living a life for yourself. And for some of us, we're saying, is this really all there is? Is this really all there is to life? I've got the job I wanted. I've got more money than I've ever needed. I've got the house. I've got the car. Or maybe life's a little bit harder and you're working 9 to 5 just to make ends meet. And you've just got your new gas, electricity bills coming through. And you're thinking, is this all there is to life? That I'm going to be working my fingers to the bone just to pay my gas, electricity bills. And your food bill's going up. And it's difficult trying to keep on top of your kids and everything else. You're thinking, is this all there is? That's a question we ask when we're spiritually dead, really. When we think, is all this stuff here just all I've got? I've got an answer to that question. If you're asking, is there more to life than this? Well, there is. There is a God who has abundant mercy for you. There is a God whose love is so great for you. And he sees you. And he says, you don't have to stay as you are. You can come. You can come and enjoy this new life. Open your eyes, he says. Open your eyes to who I am and what I have for you. Life wins. And that means there's life for today. There's life for today. You can know God's love for you today. You can know his purpose in your life. You don't need to wander through life on your own. You can know new life for today. Life wins. We can enjoy that new life today. But it also means we can know eternal life as well. You know, as we move from death to life, the story of Easter is that death doesn't have the final say ever. Not just today, but ever. You know, the truth is, one day we're all going to die physically. Even if we're spiritually alive, one day our earthly bodies are going to die. It's the ultimate statistic, isn't it? That one in one of us die. It's going to come to all of us. But Jesus wants us to share his new life for eternity as well. Now, a recent survey said that 70% of people are fearful of death. And 85% of people are uncertain what happens when they're going to die. You know, I guess those two stats work together. If we're uncertain, we don't know what happens when we die, then that's going to lead to some fear. And you know what? Jesus has made it so we don't have to fear death. That we don't have to be uncertain about what happens when we die. Jesus says, one day, if you believe in me, although your body dies, you can spend eternity with me. Life wins. When we die, we can go and be where Jesus is for eternity. There's a fantastic verse in the Bible where Paul, who wrote so much of the New Testament, just dwells on that idea that one day we can go and be with Jesus. And he writes this, he says, death, where is your victory? Death, where is your sting? You see, death has a victory and death has a sting if we fear it. Death has a victory, death has a sting if we don't know where we're going. If we're going to an eternity without God. Paul says it doesn't have to be that way, because in Jesus, death doesn't have a victory. Because of Jesus, death doesn't have a sting anymore. I love this idea that death isn't a wasp anymore, that it's just a fly. It can irritate us a little bit, but it has no sting. It has no power left to it because of Jesus. We can know with certainty that one day, when we die, we will go and be where Jesus is. Life wins. And one day when we die, we can be more alive than we ever have been because of Jesus' victory over death. This is the big message of Easter. This is the good news of Easter Sunday, that death has been defeated. That our God, that there is a God who has got an abundant mercy for you, who has got great love for you. So much so, they didn't want death to win. And so he sent his son Jesus to die in your place so that you could really know what life is. You can move from death to life. You can know that life-winning power within you for today, giving you purpose, knowing that there is a God who loves you. You can know that life-winning power for eternity, that one day you can go and be where Jesus is. Death has been defeated. Life has won. In a moment, I'm going to come back and I'm going to pray a prayer with us. If you would love to know that life-winning power that Jesus has for you, if you'd love to know Jesus being part of your life, then you can pray that with me in just a moment. We're going to watch this great poem that just talks about some of the things I've been thinking about. life wins. I'm going to pray now. And if you, as I said, if you'd love to know that power of Jesus within you, if you'd love to give your life to him and know that sense of life for today and for eternity, then you can join in this prayer with me. Let's bow our heads and let's pray together. Lord Jesus Christ, I'm sorry for the things that I have done wrong in my life, for the sin that has separated me from you. Please forgive me now. I turn from everything which I know is wrong. Thank you that you died for me on the cross, so that I could be forgiven, so that I could be set free, so that I could move from death to life. Thank you that you offer me forgiveness and your gift of your Spirit. I now receive that gift. Please come into my life by your Holy Spirit to be with me forever. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, we'd love to know and would love to join you in your journey of life with Jesus. And at the end, there'll be details of how you can get in touch with us. But please do get in touch if you prayed that prayer.